This is New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher. In January of 2006, Argentine pianist Ingrid Flater won a prestigious competition without even realizing she was an applicant. The judges for the Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival review a candidate's work for an extended period of time without his or her knowledge, and 2 years ago, Flater was named the fifth Gilmore artist. The award carries a $300,000 stipend in support of the artist's career. With a world of pianists to choose from, Gilmore director Daniel Gustin said, "We spent over 2 years listening to many greatly talented artists, but in the end, we were unanimously swept away by Ingrid Flater's astonishing pianistic prowess and her overall musicianship." For her part, Ingrid Flater has just released a new solo recording featuring works by Chopin, a composer she believes she was born to play. It wouldn't be an overstatement to say that if it hadn't been for Chopin's music, I might not have been born, she explains. My mother noticed my father for the first time while he was playing some Chopin waltzes during a party. Flater highlights several of Chopin's waltzes on her first EMI recording. Chopin's minute waltz sparkles at high speed under Flater's fingertips. Chopin was exceptional at composing light music with substance. The Grand Valse Brillante in E-flat, Opus 18, was the first of only 8 waltzes that the composer allowed to be published. This waltz illuminates 7 different ideas, with each one piquing our interest. Ingrid Flater gently bounces over the keys, ensuring this delightful waltz is just loads of fun. Chopin composed 51 of the lively Polish dances known as mazurkas. The Opus 59 mazurkas on this recording are a trio of contrasts and colors. These little dances are deceptive. They sound simple, yet the rich harmonies, sophisticated counterpoint, and the repeated figures give these little works musical depth. Ingrid Flater's subtle use of dynamics and gentle phrasing makes these mazurkas that much more alluring. The Great Piano Sonata No. 3 in B minor consumes 30 minutes of this new release. It was written in 1844, a time when Chopin's reverence of Johann Sebastian Bach was at its peak. The sonata is scattered with polyphonic elements, where two or more separate parts are harmonizing with one another. Ingrid Flater's dramatic dynamics in the largo embellish the emotional impact of this piece. The finale of the sonata is intended to be big and powerful. Ingrid Flater plays this movement to thrilling effect. Skill and elegance mark the style of the young Argentine pianist Ingrid Flater. No wonder she swept away the judges of the Gilmore Prize 2 years ago. With her new recording of works by Chopin, you'll be swept away as well. And that's New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher.